I really love Boston. It's a great city.
That was Marty Baron last year, reflecting on 10 years as editor of the Boston Globe. Back then, Baron said he had no plans to leave, but he didn't rule it out.
I have no idea where I'll be in 10 years.
Now we know. At year's end, Marty Baron will become editor of the Washington Post, replacing Marcus Brockley, who is officially stepping down, although it's clear he was forced out. Meanwhile, the Globe's State House bureau chief, Frank Phillips, told us last week, Baron has been a great leader.
Marty Baron's a terrific newsman. He's a journalist at heart, and he also has very high standards. I've had stories that editors under him get all excited about, and he looks at it and, no, they're not going to use it. It doesn't meet his standards. And you get frustrated, but you always respect him for it.
During Baron's tenure, the Globe has won 6 Pulitzers, exposed sex abuse in the Catholic Church and corruption at the State House, and survived a shutdown threat from the New York Times Company. And Baron told us the Globe has also reinvented itself for the digital age.
We're using video. We're doing updates all during the course of the day. We're using social media tools. We are able to reach a far larger group of people than we've ever been able to reach before.
With Baron's move to the Post, he'll be tasked with restoring luster to a faded brand, a huge job. But Baron's sense of mission will serve him well.
Our basic premise is that powerful people and powerful institutions should be held accountable.
An approach that sounds perfect for Washington. Emily Rooney, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.